After White Sox manager Tony La Russa criticized his slugger for hitting a home run on a 3-0 count, the hitter said to the manager, "You're mean," to which manager La Russa told the hitter to get in the car and go for a ride where they could talk about it. And he said, "No, I'm not mean, you're mean." "You're mean? What do you mean?" said "You're mean." "It's a mean thing to hit that pitch," Tony said, "and I have the means to drive an awesome car." "Is this a Mercedes?" said Mercedes. "Yes, this Mercedes is mine, your mean Mercedes," said the manager. "Well," said "your mean Mercedes, your means for a Mercedes may mean you're mean." It's a little something I put together for you, and I hope you enjoyed it. It's 10:11 on WGN. Dave Ennett's back in the studio for a minute, and on a phone line is the sports director at WCCO Radio and TV in Minneapolis. They are the radio station for the Minnesota Twins. The Twins and the White Sox had that game where their pitcher threw a 47-mile-an-hour pitch and Yermin hit it over the fence. Hi, Mike Max. How are you?
Good. How are you, John? Good to talk to you.
So say hello to Dave Ennett. You guys have the same job, but in different places and very good places.
Morning, Mike.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Thanks.
So everybody's, I think, on the same page on this. Most people are saying that what's disrespectful is maybe not hitting a 3-0 pitch over the fence, even when it's a blowout, but throwing a 47-mile-an-hour fastball. At least that's what we're saying in Chicago, Mike. What do you say in Minnesota?
The same thing. And if you want to play the game that way, and they've done this before, they put in Williams Austin Dio as the pitcher, and they put him in before, but if you want to go down that road and the baseball code and all that goes with it, you can't ask these guys to say, "Hey, we're paying you to go hit. We're paying you to hit home runs. Your contract's based on it." "Oh, yeah, well, we now switched into slow pitch softball, so just watch the ball go by and do whatever you want to do." To me, that's as disrespectful to the game as anything else. I think the fact that La Russa got on it right away after the game kind of quelled some things in the Twins clubhouse. And, you know, the one thing that Mercedes has to take into account, every player does, is, if not for retribution towards me, what if they take it out on one of my teammates? Even right or wrong, what if they do something to one of my teammates? And that's probably the one thing he has to consider. But this whole code thing, and I mean, if you want to play softball, then go ahead and play softball. But that's what they were doing the other night.
Yeah, why should anybody take anything out on anybody in this situation? That's where I get lost.
Maxie, the craziest thing about this story to us isn't that he hit the pitch and he got in trouble for it because that broke the rules of baseball, but the manager didn't stand up for him. I mean, yeah. That's how interesting. You say this made the people in the Twins dugout happy. Who cares what the Twins dugout thinks?
I understand what you're saying, and I think La Russa, and I'm making a leap here, but obviously he goes back a long way with the Twins when he used to have those Oakland teams. They had a great rivalry. I think he may have been trying to save other hitters on his team by doing that,
by saying,
"Let's not get into beanball, and I don't want one of my other stars to have to take it in the chin just because of what Mercedes did."
Do you guys think, though, that it's a unique situation? Here's a guy who spent 8 years in the minors. 8 years, and now he finally gets to play, and now you're going to take the bat out of his hand? I mean, are you kidding me? This guy is...
Well, and John, and this is something I mentioned on the air this morning, Mike, that there's no guarantee. Your mean Mercedes doesn't have tenure. You know, I mean, there's no guarantee.
That's right.
There's no guarantee he has a long career in the major leagues. He could be, if he has a bad month, he could be back in the minor leagues where he was for 8 years. So you have to make every at-bat count.
One last thing about this, though. Here's one way to maybe think about it differently. When it's a blowout in basketball and you're dribbling it out at the end of the game, it's everybody knows bad form to steal the ball, go the other way and dunk it. Right? I mean,
correct.
You don't do that. That's an opportunity to score, and you don't. Is there any similarity there? That's an unwritten rule in basketball. The game's over.
Yeah.
Let's not.
Understood, but and you kneel at the end of a football game and this and that, but and a bat is different to me. That's kind of sacred. You're in the box, and it's one-on-one, and the way you're programmed is it's him against me as opposed to a team game where you can shut it down. Just an opinion.
And I'll get back to your original point. If you're going to put a position player into pitch, then let's not have the conversation about respecting the game, because...
Or have him throw... I mean, really, what's offensive is 47 miles an hour. Was that a breaking ball? Why did he throw it so slow?
That's his pitch, John. He's used it before successfully.
Yeah, really?
That's first earned run he's given up, and I think it's his third appearance.
Yeah, he had two outs in the inning, didn't he? I think he got the first two guys already.
Yeah, I think his first earned run he's given up in his career.
I'll talk to you later, Mike Max. It's always good to hear your voice. And when I'm in Minnesota, I'll listen to WCCO, okay?
Thank you, sir. Good to visit with both of you.
Thank you, Mike.
Dave Ennett, also from WGN Radio Sports.